You here. We're going to spend time with the Fast and Furious group of plays, which is taking place at Stage Left Theater, and that's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday at 2, as I had mentioned on that pre-recorded theater preview that you had just heard. So now as we launch into this, I have two directors and an actor, but then people who also double at all of these things. Rebecca Cook is here. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Vern.
And you're pretty heavily involved with Stage Left, aren't you?
Yeah. I produce most of the festivals.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And so the whole idea of this festival, you've been doing this for a few years, haven't you?
It's our sixth year.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
And so go ahead and lay out the idea of what is Fast and Furious. How do you get these plays?
So Fast and Furious is a play festival of all one-page plays. So we've got 36 plays in one night, which is ambitious, I would say, but also a lot of fun. It's a roller coaster ride of all kinds of different plots. There's some that, I mean, make me cry every time I read them, and some that, you know, you can't help but laugh out loud. So it's a really fun exercise, not only in for an audience to take a journey in all these different places, but also for our actors to also get to play multiple roles. It's three acts of three ensemble casts.
Okay.
So we actually have 27 actors in the show.
So somebody has to simply be the traffic cop to keep it all together in a certain way. But still, it sounds like just a rich thing, and it's in the form of Reader's Theater. Obviously,
yes.
You couldn't have a new set for each of 36 plays. 36 was the number?
36
plays that you're doing in the course of this. And then the main issue is, where do you get them? Is it just kind of out? The word is out that everybody's going to submit one of these? Everybody in town?
We actually have 9 local playwrights from Spokane or the Spokane area. But we've got them from all over the country, actually. We have one from New Zealand. We had submissions from Africa and the UK. I think in the rotation, actually, the only one we have from out of the country came from New Zealand. But we had 156 plays submitted. And we posted on different social media asking for playwrights to submit. So.
And is this a specific known genre of the one-page play?
It is now. When Sandra Hosking first started this 6 years ago, it was still relatively new from what I understand. But now, yeah, I've got one of the funniest things that happens is playwrights will submit and then I'll email them and say, congratulations, your play made it in. And they'll email me back, which play was it? Which, always amuses me. But apparently a lot of them have one-page plays in their wheelhouse.
Rebecca Cook, one of the people involved with this, both as producer and actor. Another is Kearney Jordan. You're primarily involved as a director, are you?
Yes, I am directing at Stage Left for the very first time. It's very exciting.
And how many of these plays are you directing?
12. I have the first rotation.
Oh, so there's one director for each group
yes.
of 12. Each mm-hmm. group of 12. That makes a lot of good sense. So that you can do that. And so had you come to one of these events as an audience member?
I went last year and knew immediately I wanted to be involved in this year's, and I was very excited when Rebecca let me know that I was on board to direct. I have a great rotation because I have my youngest actor is 15 and my oldest actor is just very seasoned. So it's a mix of, you know, people that have been around this for years and years and people who are doing their stage debut. So it's a great way for everyone to get involved and have fun.
And when you direct something like this, like one-page plays and their Reader's Theater, how's that different than directing a whole play? I mean, assume a lot of differences.
It is very different. It's very focused. I told my directors on our one and only rehearsal that I really just want to focus on the words. So to make that the focus, it's not so much about movement or motivation or anything, but just really about highlighting the words that are in the play.
And then the third person in the room, functioning here as an actor, is Thomas Olson. Good morning, Thomas.
Hi.
And Yorice, are you therefore in one of these 12 play groups? You're one of the...
I'm in one group, yes. And I'm in four... Five. I'm in five plays.
Yeah, so that all 12 of you are just on stage, and then you can just quickly move from play to play. Essentially, mm-hmm. that you can do that. What's kind of a range of characters that you play in these? Do you have different ages, different attitudes, and things
yes.
like that?
Yeah. I have a whole range. I have a father, a sort of jock character. Mm-hmm. Like a college kid jock, older person getting married, maybe. I have not as far as some other people. I know Devin plays like a child, and then also an old man who dies. So
yep.
he's got the spectrum on me.
Yeah. So that's a lot of fun. Anyway, and then you all have a sample from the Fast and Furious Festival. Is this one entire one page play that we're about to hear?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who introduces it? You?
I'll go ahead and introduce.
Okay.
I'll do the narration.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
So, The Cabbage Talk by Mark W. Sass. A father is sitting on a chair reading when his child approaches with a confused look on her face.
Daddy.
Yes, sweetheart.
Where do babies come from?
You should ask your mother. She's in the kitchen.
Don't you know, Daddy?
Well, sure, I know.
My best friend Sally said the silliest thing. She said babies come from a mommy's tummy.
She did?
But I don't believe it.
You don't?
Of course not. The tummy is where our food goes after we eat it. That's disgusting. Why would a baby want to be in a tummy with chewed up food?
That's a good point.
I told Sally where babies come from, but she didn't believe me.
What did you tell her?
Well, Daddy, babies have to grow, right? Don't babies grow?
Yes, of course. All babies grow.
And everyone knows if you want something to grow, you put it in the garden. So I told Sally that before a baby comes to live with their mommy and daddy, they obviously grow in the garden. Probably the cabbage patch.
Yes, I think you're right.
Did I come from the cabbage patch, Daddy?
Of course. You had a nice round head like a cabbage.
I knew Sally was wrong. I'm gonna go tell her.
Wait, why don't you talk to Sally later? Go see if Mommy needs help in the kitchen.
Okay, Daddy.
Daddy looks like he dodged a bullet and goes back to reading as child exits. But she runs back on stage, yelling frantically across the stage until she exits on the other side. Her mother enters, holding a chopping knife.
What's going on?
I have no idea. All I asked is if she wanted to help shred the cabbage for coleslaw.
End of play.
There we go. That's great, because, you know, even as going along, okay, how is this going to end? What's going to be the point? And that's a perfect point in keeping that myth going. and I assume that the topics just range all over the place.
They do, yeah. There's quite a range. And we do warn people. There's language and some adult situations described. So while there are child characters in the play and young actors, it's not necessarily for young audiences.
Yeah, the first play we were going to read for you, we realized on the way here, we can't say those on the radio.
We can't say
those words.
Yeah. And so this is the Fast and Furious Festival. And so do I guess the local playwrights then come and they can be acknowledged.
Most of them will come. We actually have one coming from Portland who's very excited too. She's been in contact pretty much every day this week.
Now, are any of you playwrights? Have any of you written any of these?
I did once.
I would say I'm more of a writer than an actor. I've actually never done like theater acting before.
Oh, so this is your debut movie.
Yeah, you know, you meet the wrong friends, you end up in the wrong crowd, and then you're doing theater.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah.
So is this making you tempted to want to try to write?
I normally write.
You write theatrical stuff. You write.
I write short films and short plays.
Okay, yeah. But you haven't written a Fast and Furious play so far?
I have not.
But I'll bet
not
you will.
Yet.
I bet
Gauntlet
I will.
Throne.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about you, Rebecca? Have you written one?
I did one year, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a writer in my spare time. I'm more of a director. But sometimes there's a story you just need to tell. Yeah. And one page is a really non-threatening way to try and tell it.
Mm-hmm. So are there any bizarre stories you can tell on the radio from your past experiences with Fast and Furious when something hasn't come out right or somebody's been confused or any of those things?
You know, there's one story we tell every year when we're training the actors on the what to do and what not to do kind of thing. The actors have scripts in their hands, and sometimes people just aren't used to dealing with that. And we had one actor who didn't, for curtain call, he didn't want to have a script in his hands, so he stuck it in the front of his pants. And so at curtain call, yeah, there's another director and I were on either end watching this, trying to figure out how do we get the script out of his pants, but we didn't. And it's just a cautionary tale now.
There you go.
Live theater.
One thing to avoid in live theater. Of Fast and Furious, 7:30 on Friday and Saturday night and Sunday at 2 at Stage Left Theater, which is on 3rd Avenue, about one block west of Division, right there on 3rd Avenue on the north side of the street. Very easy to find. So anything else about this that we need to tell people?
This only comes around once a year, so please come and enjoy it.
And it's time for that, and so Fast and Furious. Thank you all for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.